This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Have I made you puke yet tonight? I mean, seriously, we've done some really, really crazy stories tonight. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. If you want to be notified by text message, which is the easiest way to do it, by text message, then to simply text TRS, yeah, sounds like a snake, right? TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I'll let you know who's going to be on, what we're going to be talking about, all that fun stuff. And speaking of fun stuff, I haven't had him on in a while because, you know, he's a big shot now. He's way too busy for us now. You know what I'm saying? Julio Rivera joins me as he does. From time to time, we're trying to have some fun, talk about the topics today. Julio, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You didn't hear that wonderful, gracious opening I had for you, did you? I may have to do it all over again.
No, I couldn't. No, it looks like there's technical difficulties, which, you know, that comes with the territory from time to time.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I was telling everybody what a great guy you were, what a great orator you were, and just all kinds of wonderful things. I probably can't remember them all now. Anyhow, how you doing?
I'm sure, yeah. There's so many things that could be said that are all wonderful.
No. Now, I got to give you a public flogging. You're in Los Angeles. And every time you come to Los Angeles, the only time I can see you is if I go out with you at like midnight or 1 o'clock to go eat somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm like, when I come to Hollywood, I turn into a vampire. So
I know,
that's kind of the way it goes.
Well, that's L.A., right? Everything's done at night after 10. It's the only time they have anything going on. Although you're
exactly right. No, I've had actually a great week. Actually, I gained a lot of perspective this week. Let's just put it that way. And it's good. Coming out to the West Coast, I love California. Like, you know, I don't love the politics out here, but I love being here.
It's the weather. The weather's the only thing that keeps some of us here. You know what I mean?
Well, no. It's more than the weather. It's the people. Honestly, I think people here have a more laid-back attitude. You're an East Coast guy. I'm an East Coast guy. You know, we could be uptight. People from the East Coast could be very uptight, very rigid, very, you know.
Whoa.
We could
be uptight?
We could be. We
are most of the time. I used to joke when I first moved here and I got here and I was working. I said, you know, the difference between L.A. and Boston, for instance, or East Coast people, is 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock. If you're going to meet somewhere at 5 o'clock, it's not 5:05, 5:20, 4:44. It's 5 o'clock, right? There's no issues on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's like going to Chavez Ravine for a ball game. Everybody shows up in the fourth inning, leaves by the seventh inning. I mean, it's just that kind of thing. But with the traffic, can you really blame them?
Yeah, no. It is really bad in L.A. Traffic is extremely bad in Los Angeles, and that's why I don't leave the cave. I stay here. Now they have all these delivery services, right? You never have to leave the house. You can stay right here, and they deliver everything to the house. I mean, this is Los Angeles. You'd think you'd want to get out and move around. You never do, though. You can't. as you said.
Yeah, you can. You're just kind of stagnant or whatever. But I mean, you know, it's the raw beauty. Like last night, right? I was downtown, right? And I was like, you know, just walking through, you know, all the piles of homeless people on top of each other, and the feces in the street, trying to navigate, not trying to ruin my new shoes.
There you go.
You know, it is a lot of fun. It's almost like playing. Remember the game Qbert, where you're jumping from like square to square?
Yes.
You kind of almost have to do that to avoid homeless people and poo.
You know, I don't know if you know this. This is the side note. I was going to do this story, but you just opened it up for me. Did you hear that American Airlines, they kicked a family off a plane for body odor. Why don't they, what is it, you know, I fly Southwest. Why won't they do that? You know, you ever get on a plane and it's not like you're downwind. It's not like you can go somewhere. It's not like you can get out of the elevator and go, I'll wait for the next one. Right? They always see you either next to or right in front of the person that's got the worst BO on the plane. Do they not know?
Exactly.
It?
Yeah, that's terrible. I mean, and listen, with all due respect, listen, I know that sometimes people have health issues related to, you know, glandular disorders and things like that, and some people are larger than others, but I always seem to get stuck next to, like, the 350-pound passenger.
Well, look,
and I just don't think it's fair.
Well, that's, well, look, if you refuse to gain weight, okay, you're the little thin guy. I love sitting next to you on a plane because it's easy. You're a little guy. Not that, you know what I mean? I can pick up a lot of space. You don't push back.
Yeah, you got me blushing, actually, like a high school girl because you called me thin. I feel I'm about, like, 20 pounds overweight right now.
Wow.
I'm not at my fighting weight right now, Joe. I got to lose a couple.
You're a big guy. I didn't know you. See, it's because I haven't seen you when you've been to L.A. Did I mention that earlier? I hadn't seen
you
in a while?
Did.
Okay,
yes,
I did. Want to make sure I said that.
Well, listen, we're going to fix that. You know I'm out here all the time. So, you know, we'll go back. We'll go back to Dan Tanner's or somewhere else. And we'll do our frolicking Hollywood.
Oh, well, you get to pay this time. Yeah, no problem.
Exactly.
Hey, so I've been beaten on the left all night for the double standards that they have. And we could probably do a five-hour show on double standards. And so, you know, they're screaming at Donald Trump. And, you know, now, with the Dems in control of the Congress, this is going to be, you know, all Trump, all impeachment, all investigation, all the time. And even the AG out of New York, the new AG, has said that that's her goal. Her goal is to go after Donald Trump, his family, his, you know, his business partners. She's going to prove that he did something wrong. And if it didn't, she's going to find something. No, I'm kidding. She didn't say that part. But that's what it's like, right? So
he might as well. I mean, it's
funny. Oh, it's been 24/7. Yeah. Listen, when we come back from the break, because we believe in capitalism, you remember the guy John Edwards and what he did? We'll talk about that and how easy he got away with it. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563, and I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's just bring him on. Don't want to waste his time because I don't have him on that often. I should have him on more often, but it's just hard to duct tape him down at times. Julio Rivera joins me, as he does from time to time. He's you're the publisher of Reactionary Times and the... I screwed that up, didn't I? You're the editor of...
Let me do it.
Okay, go ahead. So start and clarify. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, it is the editorial director for Reactionary Times, which we're relaunching. I didn't want to really, because, you know, when you're dealing with, a team of people, and I'm not a computer guy, in terms of being able to be a programmer. But we are launching the new version of Reactionary Times very soon. I don't have the hard launch date yet. But we're check out that site, you know, in the coming weeks. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so spectacular. It's going to be state-of-the-art, powerful site.
You sound like Trump
media.
When he's running for office.
Yeah,
remember that?
It's
going to be so big. It's going to be so huge. It's going to be so beautiful.
The best articles, the best contributors, the best of everything. No, so there's Reactionary Times, and then there's also everybody should check out americascommonground.tv. Please check that out. It's the national experiment. We're actually putting the power back with the citizen, the individual citizen, to go ahead and debate the important issues in America. So that's americascommonground.tv. Plus, I like to call myself, you know, privately. Well, actually, I'm doing it publicly now because I'm on national radio. But I call myself America's columnist because my columns appear everywhere. So you just pick a website.
Well, you know what I'd say, right, about my show? I would say we're like horse manure on a ranch. We're all over the place.
Exactly. Yes, I love that. That's actually the best. That's a better analogy.
Well, you'll remember that. That's for sure. You hear what that guy said about himself?
Yeah, I'll never forget.
Right. So, listen, do you remember, I know you're not a baby, but do you remember John Edwards, right, when he was running for office?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a darling. Remember, I mean, he had his hair cut perfectly. He never had a strand of hair out of place, if you ever watched that man. But, you know, here's a man that was cheating on his wife. His wife was sick. I mean, he was just a nasty, nasty man. But what they forget, you know, they're going after Trump. The guy sneezes, uses too much toilet paper on a taxpayer dime. They want to impeach him. So here you have the Justice Department back in 2012 or whatever it was, finally decided to, 2012, in the summer of, they dropped the case against Edwards, and they decided not to retry him, right? He used over $1 million, now think about this, he didn't use $20. He used over $1 million in campaign funds to hide his mistress and his love child during his 2008 White House bid, right? So you have the president, they want to investigate him because of, you know, the inauguration event, that some of the vendors were his friends or this or that, the other thing, and that's bad, that's terrible, that's disgusting. And this one, nobody on the left say anything about. Another one of those double standards things that they can be really slimy, can't they?
No, yeah, it's absolutely disgusting. Just look at the treatment. I mean, you know, one of the biggest, I think, examples of, you know, double standards and unfairness was something that you talked about very much, and, you know, our buddies Xander Gibb and a lot of other people that, you know, that were really big on the story was the Christian Saucier.
Oh, yeah.
Situation. You know, look at the way he got treated. He lost his military career. He lost all of his benefits as a veteran and all those things that he had, you know, he wasn't a one-term, you know, guy in the military. He was in the military for 11 years, and he loses all that and goes to jail for these stupid pictures that were taken on, you know, 1970s era submarine, you know, where, you know, every country's intelligence knows what technology powers those nuclear subs. There are at least the ones that were created from that era. And then you have Hillary Clinton with the server, you know, running for president. I mean, basically, nobody handled, I think, more classified evidence probably in the history of the United States than Hillary Clinton. And she's, you know, she's never going to see a jail cell.
Oh, no, you're so right. She's never going to sit in a court over this. Are you serious? She's not going to take any heat over this. And she's out there don't get me started all over again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, so you know about the whole dust up. You know, I love to throw all this stuff at you without telling you what I'm going to talk about. But you know everything with the young men from the Catholic school. They had the Make America Great hats on again. And then they had Nathan...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. But the Nathan Phillips, the Native American fellow that has been telling lies all over the place, right? And Snopes has now a new category. It's called unproven. Now, if there was ever proof that Snopes leans to the left, it actually lays down on the side of the left, this is it. Because he is on tape after tape after tape, video after video. He doesn't say, when I fought in the Vietnam War. He says, when I came back from Vietnam. Now, you're much more educated than I am. What am I missing here? Don't you have to be from somewhere to come back from somewhere? Wouldn't you think that if he said, when I came back from Vietnam, he was alluding to the fact that he was in Vietnam?
Hey, absolutely, yes. Absolutely. He's out there stolen valor is basically what they call it, which is actually a punishable offense. The thing that drives me crazy with this guy is the fact that, you know, the media was so quick to make make him a media darling immediately just because of, you know, the fact that, you know, the confrontation with these white children wearing a MAGA hat and apparently a MAGA hat on a white person is just a symbol of evil in America nowadays. Supposedly they want to demonize these poor kids. And remember, let's not forget that, Joe. More than anything else, these are children. These are good kids too. These are good kids that were out there in D.C. because they participated in the March for, and they were attacked by the black Israelites. Yep. Black Israelites yelling at them and all this kind of stuff. It's horrible what they've done. But you're right. It is such a lie by this Nathan Phillips. And I question, is that even really his real name, Nathan Phillips? Shouldn't it be something like, I don't know, like,
no, there was,
like
yes,
Brown Bear or something?
Running Water. Nathan Running Water. I got you. He had another weird... He had another different... But here's the hypocrisy of the left shining again. Remember David Hogg?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that kid? Right.
Yeah.
We had to leave him alone.
Yeah.
He's a kid. How dare you question him? Why would you say anything to him? I mean, we were beat up for anything we said with him. Yet, they're writing all kinds of things about this other young man. I want him dead. I want to ruin him. He's a Hitler youth. Burn down the school. And the left is silent. That's double standard.
Double standard. You know what the difference is with this kid? Like, look at Hogg, right? Hogg went out there and ran his mouth in front of every microphone that he can find, right? Like, yep. he was sitting there really trying to do something. What did this kid do but just stand there and stand his ground and smile?
Yep.
What did he do?
None. Well, that was violent. He was putting out, you know, violent vibes or something. Okay, you have two daughters, right?
Yeah.
When we come back, I have a party idea for you we're going to discuss. I'm Joe Bezina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown continues, and lawmakers are talking about a bipartisan plan to end it. President Trump says he could go along with what Senate leaders come up with as long as it contains a large down payment on the wall.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment
for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need. You need the wall. In fact, I see a lot of the Democrats, almost all of them are breaking, saying, look, walls are good, walls are good. Big difference from what you had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Democrats say they're ready to reopen the government for 3 weeks and have border negotiations. When Nancy Pelosi heard the president wanted a down payment on the wall as part of a temporary funding deal, she told MSNBC she did not think that would be a reasonable arrangement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Some messed up white people.
Who played laid back music for Julio? That doesn't work. It just doesn't go together. Right? Or try to calm him down. That's what he's doing. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on and have some fun. Julio Rivera joins me. He always enjoy the time that he's with me. And as he said earlier, you can find his columns pretty much on any publication online that there is. And Julio, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me. As always, it is my pleasure to be with you.
We always have a lot of fun when you're on. And you know, I'm not doing this unless I have some fun, by the way. You know, and you come, your state's just as bad as mine. You live in New Jersey, and you know that's staunch hard Democrat, is it not?
No, it's horrible. Yeah, we got Phil Murphy. Listen, we had Chris Christie, who actually wasn't the worst guy in the world. Now, in comparison, as much as I used to bash Chris Christie for being somewhat too moderate for my taste, oh my God, there's a day and night difference between him and Phil Murphy. I mean, I think people in New Jersey voted for the legalization of marijuana. I'll be honest with you. I mean, they sacrificed everything for stupid dope. Honestly, and that'd be like something that he just came up with again. Murphy, he wants to tax right now in New Jersey. There's a lot of tourism and right. People buy beach houses and they rent their beach houses out in the summer. I know I've stayed in Long Beach Island and in Seaside. I've rented houses before and I go down there for the summer with the girls or with Madeline, really. And Babby hasn't done it yet, but, having the opportunity to do that kind of stuff, now they're going to put a tax on that. If you rent your own place out, there's going to be an additional tax. So basically, he's killing that industry. He's killed the microbreweries in New Jersey by limiting the amount of events that they can do each year. And it is no longer legal to order food, outside food, into the brewery. So he's killed nice. That industry. He's given tuition assistance tuition assistance to illegal immigrants. You know, when the state is already, you know, has a huge budget issue, and now we're going to start giving, aid for college to illegal immigrants.
All he's done, all he's done is he went and grabbed a California law book, playbook, and he's taking it back to New Jersey. I mean, we've got all these whack things going on now. You know what happened with legalized marijuana here? They were looking at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. All this money, actually, it was billions of dollars. They were looking to get tax revenues. I think they ended up Last year, I think it was 40-some-odd million dollars they got in tax revenue. And I said, okay, so this is what happens when you have a bunch of self-righteous, over-educated people that are trying to put these laws into place when it comes to dope and alcohol. And I said, here's the deal. Now you have to have a store to sell. Now, it's legal to sell pot in the state of California. But you have to have a store. You have to have a license, okay? The pot has to meet certain requirements or, you know, whatever. And you can sell it in a store. And they come and they check you from time to time, make sure you're doing it right. If you sell it on the street, it's a misdemeanor. It's like an infraction. So why wouldn't I sell it on the street? I don't have to come up with all the regulations. I don't pay taxes. The pot's less money. And for all intents and purposes, it's probably the same stuff. So they shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, all they did was actually increase the black market for marijuana, in a sense. Because believe me, everybody, no matter what industry it is, there's always somebody trying to look to circumvent the rules and the laws and try to make it as profitable as possible. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, the Colorado model, I was talking to people when I went to Western Conservative Summit this past June, and that was one of the things that I was most intrigued with, because that was like the first time I had ever been in a state where marijuana was legal. And I was sitting there talking to people about it. And what they were telling me was that what it's done is it's actually raised the crime rate. Because what you wind up having is you have weed tourism, where you have like people come in and they get all stoned out and then they're driving. You got all these people that don't usually smoke pot like that because it's not legal or whatever. They go crazy and then they're out on the road. So it led to an increase in accidents, emergency room visits. Because people start eating edibles and they can't have just one gummy bear and they eat the whole bag and then they're in the hospital. Then you have gangs coming in and purchasing the marijuana there in places like, you know, Colorado. It's happened definitely, and I'm sure in California. You know, they buy large amounts of it and then they take it to other states where it is illegal and they sell it marked up, you know. So it doesn't really have a positive effect morally. What it does is it creates these pockets where, you know, it gets out of control, like in Colorado with all those issues.
Oh, Colorado.
My answer is always been
the money the CDC has spent and had to put more people on, the trips, as you said, to the emergency room, all that stuff is gone up exponentially. Even homelessness has gone up in Colorado, but nobody will really talk about that. Because if it's legal, people were moving there just to get it. Think about that. They quit their jobs and moved out of their homes to go to Colorado so they could buy weed legally.
They all got lazy and they're homeless. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right, so listen, you got a couple of daughters, right? And you know that time in life when your daughters are young, and even, you know, women you've dated or your wife sends you to the store for the feminine products, right? So, you know. Right, you know. And every guy hides going down that aisle when they're asked to pick up something. Mm-hmm. You put it up underneath all the stuff you have in the cart so nobody actually sees it as you're going around the store. But
really, I don't care. I'm proud. I go in there and I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay. You're a real man. I'm working on it. So apparently the new thing to do. So, you know, my oldest daughter is pregnant, and they don't call and say, hey, Dad, Mom, by the way, I am pregnant. Now what they do is they do these things online. And they do the pregnancy announcements are done on Facebook or something like that, right? What's that?
Yep.
No, that's the second thing. So then the second thing is the gender reveal. So once they tell you they're pregnant, then they do a gender reveal, and you have to tune in because nobody can call anybody. So you tune in, and I guess if it's a blue flare or blue smoke, you know, it's a boy, a pink one, it's a girl, and if it's yellow, it's cisgen or something. I don't know. Whatever it is, right? So now we got a new one. And I'm sure that you don't want to be left out. I'm sure that you want to make sure that your girls don't feel left out. So now they have period parties. Okay?
Oh, God.
So when your daughter has her first period, you're required, as daddy, according to the article, you have to go to the store and you get her all these menstruation products that you bring for the party that she's going to have with a bunch of other little girls, all right? And they have games that you can play, and they have cakes, and they have certain foods that you eat during the party. And it's becoming a real thing where if you don't have it, then you're adding to the stigmatization of being a girl and having a period. Although I never remember it being a stigma. You know?
No. You're speechless, right? No, I think it's gross. First of all, I think it's disgusting. You know, why would anybody, first of all, it's nobody's business. I think if anything, it would probably embarrass the girl more than to, you know, or having it broadcasted as opposed to just it handled privately. I mean, listen, that's only built up to be that way because people have made it that way. I mean, I think normal people go about their lives in a normal fashion. I'm sure you have. I do. Many families, they just realize that this is part of life and it doesn't require this unnecessary pomp and circumstance. I would be mortified, quite frankly.
Okay,
if I was a little girl, if I was my little girl Madeline and me, my big mouth, right? Can you imagine? I'm like, hey, we're going to have a period party. Like, I would be mortified.
You'd be tweeting it out all over the place. I got it, you know? But apparently, you know what? The colors of the party are white and red. I'm not joking.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of, like, in the old country, when on your wedding night, they used to hang the bed sheet out of the window so you could see the blood on it.
So you could prove, prove it's yes. And they call us out of touch. They call us backwards, you know. And look at the stuff that they're doing and they're going with. You've got another. I love doing these fun stories with you because I know they A, gross you out, B, they make you laugh like crazy. We now have students hoping to attend the University of California, Los Angeles. They have to go to an event. They have to take a particular class called Thinking Gender, and it's feminist confronting the state of, it's just disgusting. I can't even go. I'm going to do it anyway. So it starts in February and warns attendees to please refrain from wearing products with fragrances such as perfumes, hair products, and deodorants. There will be no deodorants allowed to be used in the class. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. This is the Twilight Zone edition. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS or a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You can't even call that misogyny. That really isn't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Hillside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the conversation. Let's bring him on. Julio Rivera joins me, as he does from time to time, hopefully more often as the days go on. And I always have a good time when he's on with me. And you know what? He plays with me, goes along with the crazy stories that we all love. Julio, thanks for being with me.
The pleasure, again, is all yours.
Yeah. you're stealing Xander's lines now, but that's okay. I'll let him know.
I know. Well, Xander's very quotable. He's a quotable guy.
So, only in California, like I said, there's a new class. If you want to go to this particular college, there's a new class at UCLA calling Thinking Gender, which really is funny. It's like, are they saying, so in the class you can't use the feminist confronting the male state, if you would. It says you can't use any perfumes or hair products or deodorants or detergents or anything like that. And are they saying that men don't use deodorant or they aren't clean or something like that? See, I'm totally confused here.
I don't know. I mean, now listen, that's disgusting first and foremost, especially with the summer class. And if there's not proper central air, I wouldn't want to take that class in the summer. Because, that's gross, I mean, think about it.
Yeah, you know, well, wait a minute. They're going to look at the odorful part of the world through the eyes. Now, this is the stuff that I just laugh at. Because talk about overthinking something. Right, so they're going to look at this from a standpoint of feminism, queerness, intersectionality, and gendered regimes. Who takes these classes? Why would you spend? I would slap somebody for spending their money on one of these classes. Seriously.
Well, listen, that's why we've got, you know, all these people with these impractical degrees that owe tens of, in the upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans, and they can't get jobs. And, you know, all those kids, whoever would think that would be a valid use of money. First of all, the parents have to take a little bit of responsibility here, too. And not only the parents, but the federal government. Wait a minute. I want to make a point on this just real quick because people haven't talked about this enough. Student loans, that are, you know, the federal student loan program should be predicated on statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. If you're not taking a in-demand field, you should not get that money. Or if you're not going to take an in-demand field, you should have to pay a higher interest rate because you're buying something that's, you know, that you're kind of risking something. So it should kind of to dissuade these students from studying these nonsense majors. I think that's what they should do. I don't know what you think about that, Joe.
Oh,
that's
listen, just I'm with you. I mean, they shouldn't be giving money to these majors that'll go absolutely nowhere. They're not going to get, they'll not make any income for. They won't be able to pay back their loans, and then we're supposed to feel bad for them? No. You know what? I'm with you. I do these stories all the time about some of the crazy stuff going on in class. This toxic masculinity courses that are being taught big time here in California. It's like, what is toxic masculinity? What does it mean? You mean to tell me if I'm a male and I want to take care of my wife and I want to take care of my kids and I want to provide and protect my family, does that make me toxic? I don't get any of this stuff. Now, there's a new course at Lewis and Clark Hall. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, this is what's the breakdown in society. You know, we're not, you know, we're going to start demonizing men for being manly, but yet we're supposed to, you know, unconditionally allow women, you know what I mean? But listen, first of all, I think we should treat genders equally, but I think what the problem is, we need to celebrate the differences in the genders. So men are the way that we are for a reason, and it's advanced society to the point we are now. You know, we were able to fight off the animals, right? And we're the top of the food chain, right? You know, we were able to win wars. You know, we fought wars. We defeated Nazism and all kinds of other isms, right?
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. Like, if we lose that, because believe me, the rest of the world is not like the United States. The rest of the world looks at these sort of issues that exist within the United States, and they laugh at us.
I know. I've got people, you and I both have friends that are over in Europe, and they laugh at us. I have a friend down in Australia who used to say, we think you guys are goons. You're just idiots over there with the stuff that you argue and deal with on a regular basis, you know? You know, I used to joke all the time. I saw this happen, you know, in the late 70s, when I graduated high school, the big thing was that men needed to get in touch with their feminine sides. That was a big deal. That went into the 80s and what have you. And I'd always joke and say the same thing. You want to be equal. You want to be like you, except when it comes to picking up the tab in the restaurant, opening the door for you to get in the car, giving you the seat on the bus. All of a sudden, all of those things, I'm supposed to treat you like the weaker vessel, if you would, and take care of you in that light. And for me, it's not a sign of weakness. It's just a sign of me being a man, respecting you for who you are. And helping you out where I can. Why shouldn't I? Right? You have daughters. Isn't that how you want your daughter treated?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want my daughters treated like that, you know, and stuff. But it's like, it's funny. It's like, you know, women are some women, and I want to say, because you do have your hardcore feminazis out there, but, you know, most women who identify as feminists are feminists until the check comes. You know, that's how I like to say it.
And I know there's plenty of women there who will be more than happy, you know, to pick up the tab in some of these places to prove a point. But again, I go back to, so this class is going to help you dealing with toxic masculinity in the class, in the workplace, and in life in general. And they're going to help you deal with it for only $350 a class.
Oh, wow, that's it? That's a bargain. So you can sit around in a smelly classroom where nobody's allowed to watch.
I think they should, don't you think, there you go, they should tie it all together, right? What do you think? You should have to take the non-deodorant class and the toxic masculinity class, and that whole thing would come together a little better. Just
exactly, yeah.
But to your point.
You should bring, that's what you do. You're a uniter, Joe. You got the best ideas. The best ideas, as Donald Trump would say. You use the best words. You got the best show. You got the best producer. You got the best everything.
I do have the best producer. You know, I mean, it's huge. It's huge. Our studio's huge. Anyway, no, I get a big kick out of this, Julio. I mean, it's with all the things going on in the world. You know, I don't know if you heard about this story. We already did it, but you'll get a kick out of it. We have a state legislator now that's pushing through a process by which you can no longer use he, she. So when you're arguing a point on the floor or you're, you know, trying to push through a bill and you're stating your case, you cannot use he, she anymore. Now you have to use they. The only pronoun you can use is they, and that's it. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, they is the term you use when you're looking at somebody and you've had too much to drink because there's two or three of them standing there at that point in time. They goes against every bit of the English language. You know, these people, and I say these people, they want no consistency. They want no foundation. They don't want any kind of natural anything because it goes totally against their narrative, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, we really are. I think, you know what upsets me? We're in a crazy time in history is what I'm trying to say, but we're socially more progressive as a society in the United States of America, I think probably than any other point in any other country's history. Like, we've gone from where tolerance isn't enough anymore. Tolerance and acceptance is nowhere near enough. Now they're forcing these ideas on us, like, you know. And the messed up thing is, like, you know, you want to raise your kids the way you want to raise your kids, that's fine, you know. But
not in California.
To force these standards upon our children in the traditional institutions, in our schools, you know, when our schools are bringing in drag queens to read to our kids to try to get them, you know, to take, you know, acceptance of transgenderism or cross-dressing or whatever it is. And other things like that. There's just, you know, there's a lot of things where the public system is no longer operating in the moral best interest of our children. You know, and the marginalization of the churches you have. And then it's even worse now. Now you have some churches that are in acceptance of some of these, you know, modern, more socially liberal things. You know, like some churches now that are pro-choice. People are claiming to be Christian and pro-choice. Those ideas that run contrary to each other. You know, people that are accepting of homosexuality, but and claim to be fully Christian. You know, and but, you know, whatever. There's a lot of issues. I don't want to say.
Yeah,
get on
we did the stories earlier this week about how you had a group of religious leaders that went and blessed the Planned Parenthood. You know, you might as well poke me in the eye with a red hot poker. I'm going, really? How does that work? Find me the scripture behind that one, because that's kind of confusing for me. But, you know, but nobody wants rules anymore, Julio. Nobody wants to live by these rules. They want to be free spirits and do whatever it is they darn well please with no repercussion. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier. Abortion, on demand, anytime, for any reason, with no apologies. They don't want to, there's no responsibility left anymore. Okay, we're up on the end of it. Tell people where they can find your writings, how they can get in touch with you, and that kind of thing.
Everybody, please check out www.americascommonground.tv. Check out reactionarytimes.com. And you can, my editorial home is newsmax.com. You know, give this blog. I love you all. I love you, Joe. I love you. Have a great night.
Lots of love going around. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Remember, we're here all week. Hopefully, you will be too. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.